I am Bamps, and I am your storyteller, and I am joined by my wonderful cast.
I'm Jupiter, and I play Missy, the forever teen misunderstood emo Malkavian.
Hi, I'm Oz. I play Arthur Subchak, the Nosferatu.
I'm Tom, and I play Jimmy, the best Toreador from the 80s.
And hi, I'm Super Cookie. I am playing Coco.
We open up on Art driving down the road. It's raining, damp. It's not a great night, but not the worst. As you are, I hesitate to use the word confront, because that has some very aggressive connotations to it. But you are once again going to meet with the prince, and this time you have much more evidence, knowledge, or understanding of the Bahari. Have you come up with any questions or clarifications you want from your previous meeting that we flashed back to a short while ago?
I think the only clarifications he would be looking for is whether or not that Terrence is accepted as the Baron.
Yeah, she's okay with that, in the way that the way you left it off made it very clear that you are the true power behind the sofa, I guess. That Terrence may be the person who is on paper in charge, and she did make a little note in her little logbook there about Terrence being the new Baron. But she seems upset. I'm looking for some be a result from your.
Yeah, Chronicle tenants who never snitch, respect others, demand respect, and clean up after yourself. We have not really gotten the chance to update those tenants.
Yeah. This is going to be unfortunate, because it's something that Art has always done. But I feel like his Find the Secrets clan compulsion, mm-hmm. which is something, as you've stated on multiple times, is something that's always plaguing Art.
Yeah, and I was intending to use it again for the messy critical, because if he's going to do this meeting about the Bahari, like, he was going to be circumspect, but as he's remembering this flashback, that circumspection is going out the window, that burning need to know what the prince's plans are going to be is outweighing his survival instinct right now. But that's also why he's got the failsafe.
Yeah, that's why he's got a bomb strapped to him. Do you think that this time the prince would have you meet in the same location, or do you think that this is something more genteel or normal?
I think that for the content of this conversation, the prince is going to want to flex her power. And not power as prince, but probably power as the gardener. Because I think at this point, the cat's absolutely out of the bag. She knows that Art knows what's down there.
Do you think in that situation... No, because you're already driving somewhere.
I mean, I would not be surprised if she says you're going to this place, and then he's going to be put in a car and going elsewhere. In fact, I would imagine the meeting is going to happen in the car, and when the conversation is over and he gets out, it's going to be at that place of her power to show, like, what she's actually done and how little he actually means in her grand scheme. I think that's how this is going to go. But I've been wrong plenty of times.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think of a place, because there's nothing big like I don't think there'd be anything big like a botanical gardens or something like that in the city, because I feel like that'd be something that we would have.
I think maybe there is not one publicly, but one of her side projects is setting up like a climatron and like an indoor hanging garden or something. Just like maybe the maybe one of the local colleges is building a new, like, arboretum center.
I think I got it. Cool. There is an area in the, I guess it would be in the western areas of the city, something that's a little bit more rural. And one of the things that this place does, is as it gets closer to the holiday season, it becomes very Christmas focused. Almost all of the merchandise that they carry goes in that direction. But one of the things that they have here is a greenhouse. And as we are in the fall coming into Christmas, they are preparing to house poinsettias and similar flora here. It is out back of this the storefront after it's closed in the rain as it comes down and doesn't quite sizzle, but the greenhouse itself is much warmer than outside, and there is significantly more moisture that has hydroponics set up in there. The glass windows are all in that state where there's condensation on them, where you can kind of see through them, but they're still kind of mushy, and you can just hear the of rain outside as one of the prince's security staff opens the door and bids you to enter, and he does not come in with you.
Art will enter, like he'll just pass by the guard there and not even, you know, say a word to him, because, you know, you don't speak to the help.
Of course.
And once he's inside, he'll resist the urge to reach for his pack of smokes and go to where he is bidden.
It's pretty easy to deduce where the prince would be in here, because after a moment, you can hear some music playing in the background, some older like jazz, slower jazz, smoother jazz, not, you know, crazier stuff, but it's coming from an area in the back. And as you walk up in that direction, you will see the prince, not in a suit, not looking like a Ventru, looking just like a run-of-the-mill person who is here to do some gardening. So overalls, flannel shirt. She's not blushed again, because why bother? She is wearing gloves and has not a full tool belt, but a little tool pouch off on one hip that has got a couple of gardening things in it. Her hair is pulled back and restrained, and this is how you find her, as for the moment she pays you no attention as she is doing something botanical that I don't know anything about.
So while she is, I'm going to figure she's grafting a branch to a new sapling, because
that's appropriate.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that one. Art's going to sit there and watch, and normally he would be still as a dead, but he has blushed. And so, like, he's acutely aware of the sound his suit makes against his skin as he stands there. He can hear the crackle in the fabric as he breathes in and out. And even so, he's not going to say anything. He's just going to watch and resist fidgeting as he waits.
Is Art normally a fidgeter, or is this just how he is when he's blushed?
This is how he is when he's blushed.
Interesting.
This is how he was before he was embraced.
The silence of your fidgeting is broken as she reaches into the little tool pouch and pulls out a roll of tape, and holding a part of the stem, she wraps this tape around there, uses her teeth to rip it off, and just secures this sapling, this little fusion here together before putting the tape away. And finally, seemingly satisfied with the work that she was doing, turns to give you her attention.
Art will offer a bow of respect, as is custom.
She'll give you the little hand motion to go ahead and just, you know. She seems a little bit more relaxed and at home here.
Given what Art has learned in these past months, that does not surprise him, but he is unnerved by it.
Good. Cool. Pay no attention to that success on a dice roll. Mr. Sobchak, we continue to meet like this.
I am entirely at your convenience, my friends.
As it should be. I am forgetting whether or not where the confrontation was originating from. Was Art coming to confront, or was
Originally the first meeting was supposed to be did you murk Jimmy and why? And then the second one was going to be, did you do the delete? But instead we did both in the first one. So this one is going to be, I think, I think in this case, maybe he wasn't summoned, but he did request the meeting, and he is going to do kind of the confront because of the messy crit.
That works out perfectly. That need to know what the secret is,
yes,
dragging him here. So yeah, as you guys have the impactful silence that you guys often do in these situations, she will ask, what was so important that you requested this meeting? Is it to tell me that your little task has been completed, or is Terrence dead?
Terrence is not dead. He is thriving in his position as a petty warlord. Truly, he is suited to it, but that is not why I am here.
She leans back against the bench behind her and indicates for you to continue.
It is auspicious that we meet here in this garden, because it is a matter of gardening for which I am here this night, because of what lies beneath Paradise Mall.
Are there any roles you would like to make in this situation before I ask you for one?
He is going to make a...
No is a legitimate answer.
I was looking to see what would be paired with it, and now I'm blanking on it. I think because I wanted him to make a composure roll.
Okay.
But I don't have any skill that links to it. Because, like, the thing I want him to do is, like, it might be, like, wits and resolve or something, or maybe, like, resolve and composure. I don't want him to start, like, making demands for the truth. And okay, he's starting to get really excited. And so I'm like, he needs to calm the fuck down.
Sure. Resolve and composure works for me.
Okay.
If you want, you can again surge your blood. Or willpower is returned to you.
I've got two. I can roll two. Let me do a quick rouse. He's already...
Well, you get composure and resolve is 5 dice.
Right, I rolled 5, but one of them is 100 die, and I can't reroll 100 die. He does get a bit hungrier. That's there, so he gets 2 more.
The idea of Art getting hungrier as he is coming closer and closer to the truth.
That gives him 4. I'm comfortable with 4.
Okay. I will roll an insight roll for the prince, just to be like, guess what, guys? The prince has an entire sheet.
I know, and you're going to be able to see it once the super secret project is ready.
Wow, only one success. Cool. So Art in her eyes is keeping it together. I will now ask for you to roll Posure plus Intelligence.
Posure and Intelligence. Do I still get the 2 dice from the blood?
No, this is something completely different.
Something completely different. That's going to give me 3 of 5.
Ooh, okay. Also roll me so I can wits plus all specs, I think is the roll. Double check that that's the roll. Yeah.
Okay.
Wits or resolve plus all specs.
I'll do wits plus all specs, and there we go. That's going to give me 4 on 5. I'm so close to the truth. Of course, I'm rolling like gangbusters.
Oh, no. And the prince is just fucking bombing all of her rolls. Cool. So as you steady yourself with the truth so close in front of you, and as the prince begins to stand up from her relaxed lean to take on a more, I guess the word is dominant or commanding presence to, this is her place of power. This is, she holds the cards here. Art gets a tingle, the kind of tingle that you got when you were visualizing the ghosts. You may not know exactly what's happening, but she is calling upon the powers of the blood, and you are the only other person here. So she, or at least to your knowledge, so she is calling upon a discipline of some kind. So you're welcome to do whatever you want with that information that you feel like Art might have at this point. It doesn't have to be anything at this point because we're just getting into it.
Just getting into it. I know Art is going to, I mean, it seems really weird to say expand his consciousness, but I want him to be very aware of perhaps not looking for invisible threats in the garden, but maybe a threat from the garden itself.
Okay. A thing that you will notice in your thing is it's not, it's almost like mouse trails a little bit as she moves. Real subtle, only like one trail, but there's something, whatever she is attempting to do is ongoing. And then she'll ask, so you thought that the best thing to do would be to not wait for Elysium to come to a private place that I find sanctuary in and confront me about something, ask me some sort of question.
In so many words, yes. Is this something that I should be asking about at Elysium? Is this something that you want to be brought to light? I do not believe it is. And being of a clan that covets secrets, I do know the times in which I must keep them. This is one of those times, but still, I must know. I must know. What is your plan for the city now that it has been wrested away from this maddened thing that was Samuel Cartwright? Was. There is nothing there now. It is just an insane husk. A tree root.
She will caress one of the plants that is nearby as you talk about the tree root and the Samuel Cartwright and ask about the plans of the city. I understand that we as kindred are long-lived creatures that don't plan in things of weeks and months, but years and decades, but over the past 25 years, what is more likely? That I am attempting to cultivate a place of civility between our kind, or that I am playing the long, long game, and I intend to take the entire city for myself. What would you do if you had a city that was under your control, your command, your decisions, that for 25 years had relative peace and prosperity, except for, of course, the Paradise Mall?
A mall that you had designed to be forgotten, and then your allies placed the most unlikely of kindred to staff this forgotten place. One of them I understand, but I would ask Why would you or Samuel Cartwright or anyone ever put me in a place with such a secret?
I would like for you to make another, was it composure intelligence? Yeah, composure intelligence.
That's gonna be 2 for now. Oof, there it is.
Cool. You guys continue conversation, and you will see with your that little mouse trail, that tingle that you have. Not like an outward pulse, but there's an increase in strength of it for just a moment. And you will feel the pressure of the situation, the pressure of these revelations, the secret is weighing heavily upon you, and you will take 2 points of superficial power damage.
Okay.
That is after halving. That is a margin of 3 and then halved. And she will continue. Your placement at Paradise was not for the reasons that it has become. It was originally because you have certain tastes that in a more occupied section of the city could become very troublesome. And I had just taken power. And it would not do well for me to, in one of the first acts of power, to blood hunt or destroy one of my new subjects, especially one that I had just granted more or less blanket hospitality to the city to as one of the newer people here. So, this little part of the mall that people tend to ignore or forget, that may be the best place for someone who has trouble keeping a fully, someone who's not on a liquid dump. And when she mentions and puts pressure on your feeding habits, that's when you really feel the weight coming down upon you, and that's when you really notice the power coming off of her.
I think after a moment with some effort, because he's feel like it's weighing on his soul, but like he's starting to do that flop sweat, like his skin's turning patchy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he will say, yes, and I appreciate your hospitality as I have for these many years. But then, why still keep what is left there? Why not? What if I just removed him, just granted the husk the final piece?
Then you would be breaking one of the traditions, and that's not something we like to do around here.
Is it really alive anymore? And he consciously uses it, because right. it's not a he, it's an it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's, to begin with, none of us are alive. To follow that up with, well, for the moment, whatever it, and she uses your word intentionally with a little bit of a venom or an eye roll to it. Disdain would be the good word to use. Whatever passes for its spirit or its personality is still locked within its fleshy shell. If you were to kill it, well, that would be released into the world. Wraiths, spirits, ghosts, however you want to call them, they're real, just as we are. And who knows what that could get up to in the state that it's in. That could be very dangerous. Or if somebody were to find it in the Shadowlands, who knows what they could get up to with it.
I think this is and isn't going as Art expected it would.
Mm-hmm. Do you need me to transition away? Because I can transition away.
Yeah, go ahead and transition away for a minute.
Okay. As Art is pondering the meaning of this, we cut back over to Coco at the game. Coco, could you roll 5 dice for me? Cool. Would you rather be the Kingfishers, or would you rather be the Bulldogs?
Home team, go Kingfishers.
Okay, well, the Kingfishers have won. Not at a score of 24-19, but they have won by a slim margin. A question I guess I ask is, after slipping him a little Vitae Mickey, how has the rest of your night gone here?
I convinced him to buy me one of those like wool little beanies because it's so cute, and a scarf. And he's probably gonna order me a jersey in my size. It was so much fun.
Awesome. Did you actually have fun, or is it just part of the act and the manipulation?
No, actually, surprisingly, like, I was terrified at first, but then as the night went on, things kind of got better. I'm not like a sports fan or whatever, but like, I kind of like going to the games now. You guys, don't tell Jade, okay? She'll laugh at me like so much.
Additional question is, now that he has been slipped some Vitae, what level 1 power would you like to give him, like, temporary access to?
I don't know. What are my options? I gotta pull up my book then?
We don't have to worry about it at this point. We can figure out it later. I wasn't sure if there was something that you had in mind off the top of your head. So obviously, after getting the high that only Vitae can bring you, he's having a wonderful fucking night. Like, he's more into you than he was. He is happy to buy you all of the dumb little souvenirs or whatever that you want. I had the idea, now that Art has shared a picture of what a Kingfisher looks like, that the mascot has got a little bit of a punk look to him, with like a mohawk and some, not spiked, but studded shoulder pads and a leather jacket and stuff, and he acts like kind of a tough guy. Then the game will end. Everybody is really excited because, you know, your game, your home team won. And from here, it's an absolute nightmare to get out of here, because parking at a stadium after the game is over is pretty much the worst thing ever. Which leaves you, the two of you, a lot of time in the car alone. Either in line trying to leave, or you guys just have time where you can sit and chat. Or really whatever it is you want to do. So what is it you want to do in this situation that you're just after the game, outside, the rain has stopped?
Well, I mean, on the way out, so that I didn't get lost, obviously, I like held on to his bicep and stuff and just like allowed him to lead me out. And it was so cute. And he's like so sweet and protective and stuff. Like, I don't know why cops get such a bad rap all the time. But when we're alone, I just want to talk about, you know, him. I want to ask him all of the questions. I want to ask him all the questions that I think Art would ask.
Okay. This is wonderful, because I was kind of thinking about a dice roll that we could do here. Let's do intelligence and part of, I don't know, Art, what do you think Art's intimate interrogation style is, his information gathering method?
Oh, man.
She's trying to be Art right now.
Yeah, it's Coco's impression of Art's interrogation.
Okay. Because Art would not have shown Coco his actual interrogation methods taught to him by the Stotsy. So that's going to be, let me pull up his sheet real quick. That's going to be an intelligence and manipulation, or a charisma and manipulation.
Well, those are two attributes.
Of course. Then it's going to be... generally, he's an insight interrogator, so it'd be like manipulation and insight. Just kind of asking those leading questions and letting them volunteer the information, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that works for me. Hit me with it. 4 successes. All right. In this situation, since we're emulating Art's styles and ideas, and we're trying to do things in the way that Art would, What kind of stuff do you want to know about him as far as a cop and what he does in Copland?
I want to know where he grew up, where he went to school. Tell me about your parents. Do you have any brothers and sisters? Oh my God, are you guys close? Were you ever married? Do you have any kids? How did you become a police officer? Have you always worked here? Do you love it?
Okay, that's a lot. For the most part, his family won't be relevant to any information that he gives you on that regard, mostly because I don't feel like making up whether or not this guy has an entire fucking family tree. Man, we used to think that coming up with names for NPCs was hard. Now I got to come up with a water displacement for this asshole.
She wants to know everything. That way she can go back and tell Art, like, look at how proud you are of me. And also, like, where do you work? Like, I know that you're a cop, but like, what do you do? Are you one of those like drug bust cops, or like, tell me, you know, and what do you know about like this? Are you guys in court all the time? Like, what court? Cause I'm trying to figure out if she would actually know my dad. Like, he doesn't know my last name,
right?
But you know what I mean?
Cool. So a couple of things right off the bat as the boring information. He's kind of more of like a beat cop. Like, he hasn't been with the force very long. He did pretty well in the police academy. He's done all right in school. He did a little bit of community college, but not like full on college. He will tell you that he likes the perks of being a cop more so than protect and serve, you know.
More perks than like free coffee? I feel like you guys are always getting free coffee.
Well, you know, the free coffee is kind of great. The ability to just run red lights whenever I feel like it is nice. The fact that, okay, this one time, right, this guy was giving my mom trouble. So I ran his plates. I found out where he lived. I used my connections in the precinct to find out more information about him. And well, now it's amazing the amount of parking tickets this guy gets. It's almost criminal.
That is so sweet how you would take care of your mom like that. But like, wouldn't you get in trouble for doing stuff like that?
I mean, only if somebody told them.
Stop, I would never tell, I promise. Like, have you ever done anything like really bad? Like, you don't hurt people that don't deserve it, right? Like, you're not that kind of cop, right?
No, only the ones that deserve it.
But like, so my one friend, she used to have a cousin that he would like steal from some of the people that they arrested. Instead of like arresting them, he would just be like, oh, like that's a nice watch or whatever, and then let them go. Do you guys ever do that? Is that real, or were they just lying to me?
You got four hits on an insight roll, and you can tell that somewhere along the line, he's done something like that. And then you think back to those text messages earlier, and you get the idea that he might have extorted somebody for the tickets for tonight, that he was totally going to go and just have like coffee and something to eat at this crappy diner, but quickly pulled an audible when you were not interested in that.
Oh my God, just stars in her eyes right now. Manipulation bells are just like ringing in her head. So, yeah, that just warms Coco's little heart. Like, that he would actually like extort someone to take her to a hockey game. Like, oh my God, who am I right now?
Clearly up on like cloud nine or something like that with the this man did crime for me and he barely even knew me. And perhaps somewhere down in the primal, always hungry aspect of Coco, it's imagine when he's obsessed. Imagine when he's fully under my power, what he'll do for me.
I could get away with so much with this fucking cop. Like,
you could get away with murder.
And scene.
We transition back over to Art talking with the prince. Did you figure out where you wanted to take things after we transitioned?
I'm thinking at this point he's got a general idea of now what he wants to do, because she did say it's like, you know, his Cartwright spirit is still in there and it knows things. And so now that cryptophilia is going like, okay, I need to find out what, and I've got just the means to do that. So now he's trying to find a way to basically disengage and find, basically just say, it's like, okay, I know who you are, I know what you're doing, but you're doing right by the kindred of the city, so your secret's safe with me, kind of thing.
Okay, well, she's not going to exactly let you just walk away after this.
No.
The moment.
No.
It's
okay. Art's got his failsafe, too.
She will let you stew on this for a moment and then reopen dialogue with a... by saying, so now you understand, if you're as intelligent and inquisitive as I believe you to be, you will have learned certain terms and certain belief systems that exist in the occult world. She looks at you and takes a couple of steps towards you, not in an aggressive way, but just in a, like, closing the distance for a more intimate conversation.
Art, I think, is rooted to the spot. So he's watching the prince approach, and he will say, yes, there are some things that I have learned.
Do a quick Google real quick. And she'll follow up with that. And there are some things that you know, some things that you took from your mortal life. Raises an eyebrow at you with the insinuation of your Russian heritage.
My time alive was fraught with great war. I know there was a great upheaval prior to the Nazis invading everyone.
That was a dark time for the entire world. I hope to never see it again.
Indeed.
But then she gets back on track. But there are some tenets that you and I both believe in. And even though there are many that would say that that certain beliefs are heresy, or certain other political affiliations are the subject of propaganda, but there is an ideal that has people focused around working together for some kind of greater good, and not in the greater good of some biblical bullshit or sunshine and rainbows. We all know that will never happen. There's too much suffering in this world. But because of suffering, there can also be hope. And
because of hope, there can also be a renewal.
And she just gives you a little smile, a coy smile that is the knowledge that there is an understanding between the two of you. Does Art have anything to follow up with that, or should I continue?
I think Art will say, for the terms of my embrace, I believed with all of my heart that the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics would find a new utopia in which everybody was truly equal, but that did not happen. I still hold that hope in my deadened heart even to this day. So yes, there are some things that you and I have an understanding of.
You also understand that should any of this truly get out, that there will be all sorts of fire, brimstone, wrath, all of that that will accompany that.
I come from a long line of people and organizations that hold secrets very close to their heart. They do not like to share information because it always comes with a cost. Standing here tonight, I understand the cost of this secret, and I accept it.
She will say, well, then let us get to it. And she begins to roll up her sleeve and motions for you to roll up your sleeve as well.
Art will reach to roll up his sleeve and stop, because it's kind of a tight-fitting suit, so he's actually going to chuck one arm out of his coat so he's got his bright red dress shirt, and then he can undo the cuff link and roll it back.
She will come within very intimate distance from you, slightly off to your side, and begin to raise her wrist towards you as she looks for you to raise your wrist towards her.
He does.
She looks to you as she extends her fangs. It gets closer.
He's going to hesitate here because he's an organivore. Like, the act of drinking kindred blood is almost foreign to him.
Right. Well, she doesn't like you enough to give up her organs at this moment.
Yeah, yeah. That's understood. And he knows what he's getting into now, but it's that he's got to know. So yeah, his fangs go out.
And then she will lean down and give it a little chomp.
Same.
How romantic.
Indeed.
I feel like there is something beautiful about this moment that makes it excellent to finish on.
This Vampire the Masquerade Chronicle is a non-official, fan-created work by the Without a Net podcast. Portions of the materials used in this actual play are the copyrights and trademarks of Paradox Interactive AB and are used with their permission. All rights are reserved. For any further information in those regards, or maybe upcoming releases, you can find them at worldofdarkness.com.